This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But man, I am tired. Man, what a week.
Yeah.
What a long week.
I know that's not fair because you worked 2 days this week, so I think you're joking. But before we went on, before we like cracked the mic for the segment, you said you were exhausted.
I'm exhausted. Yeah.
I don't know what to do here.
Because quite frankly, you guys have got it off easy this week, right? Because you guys have just had to come to work and do your normal schedule. I painted for 4 straight days of like 12-hour days. I moved things 2 straight days. I've been moving things before the show, running honeydew errands. Yeah, basically sounding like that. This is the most cardio I've had in a great many years. Year or so.
Okay.
And so, yeah, your boy's just, my ass is kicked.
Okay.
Yeah, and only 3 more weeks to go. It's about 2 more weeks to go.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure where you're going there.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
It's about 12 days left. 12 days of moving, and I've already told everyone I'm not unpacking a damn thing. I've packed it. I'll move it. All the heavy stuff. Well, not all the heavy stuff. There's a moving company for the really heavy stuff. But
okay.
The boxes, that's me. The outdoor stuff, that's me. Got it. I'm not unpacking a damn thing.
That's where you draw the line.
Unless it's in my office. And then I will unpack it.
How's it going to get unpacked?
In my office, I'll unpack it.
No, in general, how are things going to get unpacked?
There's 4 other people in the house.
Okay, all right. Because you know how it goes. I mean, you are the dad. We're going to wear the brunt of it.
Daddy's back. And I've said I'm happy to move the boxes. I actually feel renewed when I'm moving boxes. I'm not overly taxed until about 6 o'clock on any given night, and then I'm exhausted. But I feel good. I'm sleeping good. Life is really good. But once everything's moved in, you can catch me sitting on my new free couch that I got this last weekend.
Oh, a free couch.
Oh, it worked out so good.
What happened?
Well, we're looking for a brown leather couch for my office because it's going to kind of fit what we're going for.
Okay, because your main couch is a really nice couch.
Not getting rid of that.
That's the one that you got the chargers on there and everything like that.
Yeah, the recliner. Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we were looking at it, and we were going to go for like Habitat for Humanity, the Restore, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it just so happened that it popped up on one of the neighborhood groups that I believe she was an older lady and she was getting rid of this old leather couch. It had a few scratches on it from having a dog, but free couch. It's a really nice couch.
Absolutely free. You just had to pick it up.
Absolutely free. All I had. And then I got
That's
there
nice.
And I think her grandson and another young man, they were like 20s, maybe like mid 20s. They carried it out and put it on my truck.
Mm.
Now, it didn't stop me because Ness has a back injury. I did have to carry it in myself.
A whole couch?
Yes. Which wouldn't have been a problem.
I mean, I would have lined up the 3 kids and been like, "Let's."
We didn't have to do much. Because I get worried about them getting in the way, and I don't want to knock a kid out with a couch.
Okay.
The problem is...
You got 3 of them.
The problem is, all right, if it's a... let's say it's a 6-foot, 7-foot couch. Then it's like a 7-foot couch.
Yeah.
I'll just get in the middle of it, and to basically just balance it on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Because
every story you tell is you balancing things on your shoulder. Why are you balancing everything on your shoulder?
Because I can.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
I might be fat. Not that people realize. I am stronger than hell.
Why would anyone doubt your strength?
Because you're a massive human. I think they see the fat and they think, oh, doughboy. And you're right. But very strong doughboy.
I've always thought, deceptively strong. And I've never actually seen you pick up anything. I've just always assumed you were strong.
You know the problem was with the couch?
You picked it up on your shoulder is the problem.
No, problem is I picked a 7-foot couch about 3 feet of the way up. So I got it onto my shoulder and started walking forward and realized that I was being pulled backwards because the weight wasn't even.
You are almost 40 years old.
Yeah, almost.
You need to not be doing these things,
man. No. I'm proving my vitality.
No, it'd be different if you had a job where you actually were like, you know, doing physical labor often. No. You don't do that anymore. That's not a job you've had in a very long time.
But
your body's not used to this, man. Once you start making your livelihood with your noggin, with your brain up here,
which some say I don't.
You do, because this is how this works. But
I'm not a smart man.
But the whole point is you're out of commission, man. You can't treat your body like you're 22 anymore.
I can tell you definitively that I'm in commission I couldn't drop the couch. I didn't want to break it. So I just leaned forward and I walked. Bent over with a couch on my shoulder.
My back hurts. You just telling the story
for probably a good 100 feet, and then I brought it inside. Now, in fairness, once we got it set, because I didn't breathe for the entirety of the 100 feet, because I was leaning forward and it was like crushing on my diet. I did think I might pass out because I did not breathe the entire walk from the back of my truck. To placing the thing inside.
You've got nothing to prove to anybody here. Like,
see, that's the thing. I prove it to myself.
It's wild to me. Like, do I think there's another world out there where you have like a Nick Wilson construction company or something like that, and you own your own construction company, and you're just constantly out on different sites, and you're doing a handyman thing, and you're using your body 24/7. I see that world. By the way, you'd have to own the company. I made you the owner because I don't know that I
couldn't be somebody's foreman.
It's not working that way with you. Yeah. You would own the company. It'd be very successful. You'd own the company, and then
at which point I'm not doing any of that work.
Well. No, that'd be the difference. You'd lead from the front.
You know what? That's a really nice point. Yes, I would.
And so, in that world, like this 7-foot couch wouldn't set you back in the slightest bit.
So here's the thing.
That's not the world we live in, though.
I've met you and Vanessa halfway. I've said 99% of the furniture, I'm paying someone to move that. I'll move the boxes. I'll move the stuff that's not going to tear my back up.
This is like that bookcase you moved the last time you moved.
Let's see, which one?
That you like said you put on your back, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, again, that's fun.
Yeah, no, that's not fun.
No, it absolutely
is.
I can't be the only person that doesn't think doing things that make you feel strong are fun.
What happened to Daryl coming over and helping you out?
Two Saturdays from now. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for the couch for two Saturdays. Marketplace, you got to move. These things are on the hop here.
Well, exactly. And we got it right on time. You got
to get going.
Now, here's the thing, though. I'm not asking Daryl to do heavy stuff with me. Come on.
Yeah.
By the way, he's going to help me hang a picture. That's what Daryl's here for.
I like that you've never once asked for any help from me, by the way, in this whole moving situation.
This is the most I've ever asked for help. And I think I've asked for Daryl to help me hang pictures on the wall because it's a super heavy picture and I want to make sure it doesn't tear drywall off. And then my cousin Johnny. And it's basically, he's mounted TVs to the wall before and I haven't. I want him to help me kind of navigate that. That's it. I will not. Well, in fairness, my in-laws did come over to patch some drywall.
Yeah.
That there was an issue during painting, but yeah, that's about it.
You buying Daryl and Johnny some pizza and beer? What's the payback?
I think that's insulting now.
Is it? I don't
know. Yeah, I think it's almost like it's like a hair tussle. Like no, like we're men. It's better than
nothing.
I don't think. Well, okay.
Does Daryl get like a solid handshake at the end?
He's getting
like
my old smoker.
Thanks for help. Well, there we go.
Yeah. Okay. Now my cousin Johnny, he's family. I don't know him a damn thing. I'm mostly joking there.
Mostly. He's getting nothing. Johnny, you're getting nothing.
But you don't see.
It's for my birthday.
What I feel like you're not seeing I'm seeing the whole picture.
I'm seeing a 6'4 large human putting a 7-foot couch on his back.
It was very impressive. I don't think you understand how impressive.
Near 40-year-old putting a couch on his back.
See, you're putting this. I'm no longer moving dressers by myself. Like when we moved into the house in Manaway.
That's a win.
We moved in the house in Manaway. I lifted a full dresser over guardrails by myself and pushed it up the stairs. I missed a step and it came crashing back down on me and knocked me out cold, clean. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. So you're missing that I'm not doing that anymore.
Oh, this is the growth. This is the growth that you're showing?
And then Thankfully, it's coming at the last move ever.
If all it is just a couch off of a market, free couch off marketplace, then I guess we can say you're doing better.
I can't wait for you to see the couch.
I'm excited to see the couch.
Like when somebody
when's the housewarming party? Are we doing a housewarming party?
I think if I ask Vanessa that question right now, I think she'd spontaneously combust.
Okay, so maybe you're
going to get into the house
6 months from now. Housewarming party?
No, but I think we're going to let's get into like the end of March, and then let's see how the weather's going. Let's see if La Nina kicks up here at some point in March.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we'll go from there. But I can't. If somebody tells me, hey, you see that couch? That's a nice couch, right?
I'll compliment the couch. I'll forget this conversation and then compliment the couch so we feel like we had it for the first time.
You got to test it out. You're going to be like, how is this couch free?
I'll show up to the housewarming party with like a plant that you can put in the corner, like just a classic TV trope.
I don't want a plant. No.
Well, you're getting a plant. I don't know what else you're giving a housewarming party. Isn't that the standard housewarming party gift?
How much does that cost, by the way?
A plant?
Yeah.
It varies. If I get you like a succulent or something like that, easy now.
I didn't say anything.
Easy now.
That's because giggle doesn't
mean... My mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else gets me in trouble.
But, so how much does a succulent run? You got to say succulent in a sexy way, right?
No, I was going to tell you.
I just bought you a succulent. Take care of your schmeckle.
It varies. I bought one recently for about $45.
Oh, yeah. Then just give me a $45 gift card.
I'm not giving a gift card as a housewarming present.
Why?
That's
because then I can choose that $45 and whatever I want. Why?
No, gift cards are the most thoughtless gift that anybody can possibly
give. No, it's so thoughtful because then I can buy whatever I want with it.
No, very, very thoughtless.
Do you have another bottle of alcohol that you can give him? No, absolutely not.
Will you take one of my $40 bottles of rum that I just win at restaurants?
I'll take the succulent.
No follow-up by Jake, by the way, on whether or not he's tasted that rum.
I think we got to get back to this idea. Succulents are nice. Sure, whatever.
Massive humans.
Vanessa's basically an amateur gardener. I have enough plants, right? Can you give me like a drill? I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that you could get me that I actually might use in the new house.
I don't make the rules of the housewarming presents guide. I don't make those rules. You don't get to pick your own housewarming present.
But I think
you're
forcing a succulent on me that I don't think anyone... Like, how many people out there
I just
like,
love the visual of me showing up with a plant and being like, hello, Nick. It's lovely to see your new house.
I hope somebody brings a succulent. Ooh, maybe a witch hazel. Do we have a witch hazel?
It's like the standard...
Sociopaths hope for that.
90s sitcom. Like, I showed up to the housewarming party with this plant that's going to die in 2 months.
216-474 0092. What is a better housewarming gift? A plant or a gift card for the value of the plant? 216-474-0092. What about cash? Is cash better than a gift card?
I'm not giving you cash.
What was that?
I'm not giving you cash.
What does that mean?
That's too transactional.
What's the difference?
That's too transactional.
What's the difference between giving me $45 and spending $45 on a succulent?
The difference is I would have so much excitement just carrying this plant and being like, this is what you do for housewarming. Here's your plant, Nick.
Well, give me
and
Pyrex.
Then I would pester you too and be like, so where'd you find in the house? Where'd you put the plant? I'm an excitable boy. What room is that plant ending up in? And then
you
that would be a lot of fun
for
me. What do you mean? Yeah,
the second you give somebody a succulent, you'll literally never think about it again.
Wrong. I follow up question to my sister. I was like, so how do you like the succulent?
You gave your sister a succulent?
It was for her birthday.
Is that the only flower you like?
It was for my birthday.
It was for her birthday.
Could you not give her any other plant?
What's
there's
wrong
not
with
a
that?
Chance in hell
you
I'm
don't
giving
have to
my sister a succulent.
It. You don't have to take care of it. It just kind of exists.
You're from Chicago, not West Virginia.
It just kind of exists.
You can't
Peter
give,
won't let me get it in.
You can't give a family member that seductively named plant.
Easy now.
Give her a rose bush for God's sakes. Don't give her a succulent.
I don't like how you say succulent after that.
Yes, because
I don't like how you say that.
Because
now.
I think you need to understand how if you I could have avoided all your
don't
troubles.
Don't ruin a beautiful gift. Don't ruin a beautiful gift.
I mean, I think you've ruined it. My mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else gets me in trouble. By forcing succulents on everybody else.
It's a lovely gift. I can't wait to be invited to the housewarming party. We're going to have a great time.
Mac's been Googling succulents this whole time. 216-474-0092.
Don't work, computer Mac. I'm an excitable boy.
Not doing it. I'm not getting fired on a Friday. I've already done enough. The question is, would you rather a gift card for the value of a plant, or would you rather a plant as a housewarming gift? I'll take whatever you give me. But there's going to be a part of me that's like, I didn't ask for this succulent. More to come in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.